Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, let me start with No Labels. I get a lot of the No Labels literature on my computer every morning, and I've never fully understood what it's all about, so maybe you could introduce it to everybody.
Well, No Labels, I think, grows out of a frustration that a lot of people feel that the two parties in Washington are more interested in fighting with each other than in solving problems. And so there's a bunch of us that say, look, if we just focus on the stuff where we've got work to do, we'll be so busy that we won't get around to fighting with each other. I mean, I introduced the Crop Act last week. It's got a Republican co-sponsor. The Crop Act would improve, crop insurance for our farmers in Orange County, would make some of these farm programs work for our local folks. That is not a Democratic or Republican issue. I want to reform the H-2A program so immigration is easier, the rules are easier for our farmers who are trying to get seasonal help. There is so much work we have to do on infrastructure, on improving our schools, on cutting waste in the federal government, where we can all agree, if we just focus on the work, I think we'll find we're tired at the end of the day, we're productive, and we haven't had time to fight. And that's what I'm trying to get out of No Labels.
It seems to me that politics has become a sort of zero-sum game in which, there's one winner and one loser. And that takes over more of the energy than doing good policy making. Am I wrong?
You know, we've seen a lot of that, but I'll tell you what. I mean, when I ran for Congress last year, I got the message loud and clear. People are sick of the fighting and the bickering. They're sick of turning on their TV and watching people act like children. You know, the taxpayers have a right to expect that we're going to go down to Washington and engage in a professional conversation and compromise where necessary. I don't have all the answers. I don't think the Democratic Party has all the answers. We've got a lot to learn, but we've got to stop talking and listen once in a while, and that's what No Labels is.
On another subject, the Supreme Court of the United States has heard oral arguments on same-sex marriage. When we've talked about this before, you had some high hopes. Do you still have them?
Yes, I do, because I think if you look at American history, justice and equality usually wins. It can take a long time, but I believe we're at a point in this country where people realize that all families should be treated equally, that there are millions of Americans out there who want to be in committed, loving relationships, and they shouldn't be discriminated against under federal law. It's just dumb. It's not fair. And it's not who we are as a country. And I think that's why you're seeing attitudes change so fast. And I think you'll see the court strike down this discriminatory federal law called the Defense of Marriage Act, which does real harm to loving families all over America.
You are pretty sure about that. I mean, you've talked about it before. I'm fascinated by the rate, you just mentioned it, the rate of change. I mean, I think the Supreme Court took this because they were going to defend the Dumb Act, the Defense of Marriage Act. The conservatives did. And I think they've been surprised by the kind of turnaround that's occurred. Let's face it, your ex-boss, Bill Clinton, signed the bill.
He did sign the bill, but give him credit. He's also said it's unconstitutional, and he's apologized for it, said it was a mistake. So a lot of people have changed their views on
it. No, I agree.
And it is moving fast, and I think that those of us who have supported equality for a long time need to open our arms to the folks who are coming over from the other side and to not be so judgmental and to appreciate that this thing is moving fast, and it's taken a lot of people some time to see the light on this, and we need to come together. What is not negotiable is that people should be treated equally and have the same rights in America. And if you look at Edie Windsor, that's the woman whose case was being heard. I mean, this is a woman who was in a 40-year relationship with someone, the love of her life. They shared everything. They went to Canada to get married. They come back. The partner gets sick, and then tries to leave her estate to her 40-year partner. And because the estate tax doesn't recognize their relationship, they have to pay $300,000 in estate taxes. I mean, or gift tax, I forget which. But it is just basic unfairness. And I think everybody can see that. And we can't live in a country. This has nothing to do with gay and lesbian people. This has to do with whether, in America, we're all treated equally under the law, and whether we're going to support loving couples. And, you know, there's a lot of kids being raised in these families, and they shouldn't be in families that are discriminated against either.
A point that Justice Kennedy made in his remarks on the floor.
That's right.
Yeah. So let me change subjects and ask you about gun reform. I think that the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, was quite courageous in pushing gun reform after the Connecticut massacre. And yet his polls dropped precipitously, particularly in upstate. What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know what the politics are, but I can tell you what I think is right and what will save lives. I think that we shouldn't be trying to take away the guns of law-abiding citizens. I think that's just wrong, and I think it's unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has told us twice in recent years, in the Heller case and the McDonald case, that people have a Second Amendment right to own a firearm, to protect themselves in their home. We should respect that. You know, we're here talking about, you know, marriage equality rights. Well, it's the same Constitution. And if you're going to respect people's rights in one area of the Bill of Rights, you need to be consistent. So I support the Second Amendment, and I support people's right to own a weapon, to defend themselves in their home, to collect, to hunt, to shoot for sporting purposes. Where we can save lives, I believe, is we should have universal background checks, which would make a real difference. We should have a federal trafficking law so that it's at least as illegal to give to sell someone a gun as it is to sell someone a single pill from your prescription. We ought to have much better handle on getting the guns out of the hands of people who are dangerously mental ill. And so I think there's some very good things in the SAFE Act, but there's some things I disagree with as well. I think the bill was done too fast. I think there are some real problems for law enforcement and some very genuine concerns about it. So I think they ought to do some work to clean up the bill and focus on enforcing the laws we got, expanding federal trafficking laws, universal background checks, and getting guns out of the hands of people who are dangerously mentally ill.
Very quickly then, are you sensing though that there's room among not only the gun owners but the NRA specifically for the universal background checks?
Well, I don't know. I think the NRA has distinguished itself for being completely out of touch with what's important to the American people. I mean, it is appalling. And I say that as someone who just got through telling you I respect the Second Amendment. I grew up in a family of people who had guns. We would shoot as kids. I grew up shooting a .22 rifle. You know, gun owners and hunters are not the problem. But the NRA does us all a disservice when it won't have a conversation about universal background checks, which will save lives and not affect the Second Amendment rights of anybody. So I just think the NRA has become so extreme it's almost irrelevant. But we can save lives and respect the Second Amendment at the same time.
Sean Patrick Maloney, always a great pleasure to talk to you. Sean Patrick Maloney is in the Democratic 18th District in office since 2013. Sean will be back real soon, and what I want to talk to you about then is immigration, okay?
Happy to do it.